Triple J.
Breakfast on Triple J.
It's basically a time suckage tool.
With Tom and Alex.
Okay, on Triple J, apologies to Group Love fans. We're going to have to bring that down because she's done it again, stuffing songs in the middle because she's here with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very honoured to have in the studio this morning Prime Minister of Australia, Miss Julia Gillard. Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being here. Obviously, a very big morning for you. Yesterday, announcing all the details of the carbon tax. Very soon going to help us announce the winner of the green and golden ticket for 2011, that massive prize. So thank you very much for doing that.
No problem at all.
Very excited. I can see it in your eyes.
Yes, I am excited. Looking forward to it.
Good to see some AC/DC. Getting in there. That was on the iPod you gave to Barack Obama.
AC/DC. I haven't had any feedback, but hopefully he's loving it.
No news is good news.
Okay, well, hopefully trade relations will not suffer from that little gift. But thank you very much for being here. First off, how much is this tax that you just announced yesterday going to affect the average Triple J listener, probably young, you know, between 18 to 24, might be in their first job out of uni? How is that going to
affect? Reasonably attractive as well.
Yeah, very hot. Okay. Really hot. How is it going to affect the average Triple J listener?
All right, well, talking to those reasonably attractive listeners, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Surely very attractive listeners we should be referring
banging.
Well, look, the first thing to understand here is the price is paid by around 500 big polluters. So it's big businesses paying a price for the carbon pollution they put in our atmosphere. Sitting here today, we're looking out a window. Carbon pollution's going in our atmosphere for absolutely nothing. From the 1st of July next year, these big polluters will pay a price per tonne, and that price will be $23. So they'll work out, how can I avoid that price? How can I do things differently? How can I use clean energy? How can I generate clean energy? And that'll all add up to a reduction in carbon pollution of 160 million tonnes in 2020, right. When we're in a full emissions trading scheme, which will be internationally linked.
Right. Now, well, Ben from Mission Beach texted in, Prime Minister, saying, asking about the taxing the polluters, and the polluters are passing on the price to the consumers, the average listener that's listening now, and you're reimbursing the consumers, but isn't that making a bit of a cyclical money going around in a circle, whereas the problem isn't being addressed with you getting money off the polluters and giving to the people who will then pay back the polluters and around in a circle?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. The big price signal here is to the polluters, to the big polluters, so that they change their behaviour. But you're right, some of that price impact will flow through to the things that your very attractive listeners buy. And the impact of that will be 0.7% of the consumer price index of cost of living. And so because that price impact will flow through, we've decided to give tax cuts and family payment increases and also increases in the pension. Now, you asked me before, what about a young person moving into their first job, maybe a casual job, part-time job? The way that we are doing the tax cuts is we are increasing the tax-free threshold from $6,000 to around $18,000. So for many young people getting their first job, maybe a part-time job, they won't be in the tax system at all anymore. Won't have to pay any tax, won't have to fill in a tax return. Around 1 million Australians will no longer have to fill in a tax return, no more scrabbling around for receipts. And what that means is the benefits of work show just straight to them because tax isn't taken out of their pay packets.
Okay, Prime Minister, what about the effect on jobs? I mean, this could mean that people would be losing their jobs in the coal industry. Is that accurate, this carbon tax?
Well, all of our work shows that employment is going to continue to grow. There will be 1.6 million more jobs in this country by 2020. We're going to create around 500,000 jobs in the next 2 years. We're going to work with the coal industry. The coal industry actually, from mining coal, isn't a big generator of carbon pollution. There are some mines, particularly gassy mines, that generate carbon pollution, and we've set aside $1.3 billion to work with the coal industry and particularly on those gassy mines.
Right, and a couple of listeners have texted us and got in contact asking why imports haven't been part of this, and while Australian products are being taxed, overseas products are out of the tax threshold. Why is that?
Well, the rest of the world is acting on climate change and carbon pollution. As part of preparing for yesterday's announcement, we asked the Productivity Commission to have a look around the world and see what was happening. They identified 1,000 individual policies in other countries that are all about reducing carbon pollution. And they came back and said, we've looked at all of these policies and the cheapest way of cutting carbon pollution is to put a price on carbon that big polluters pay, and that's what we're doing.
In your own country.
But it's not all the major countries, is it?
We can, of course, the Australian government can only legislate for Australia, but things are happening around the world. There's an emissions trading scheme in Europe. There's an emissions trading scheme in New Zealand. They're actually in front of us in terms of acting on carbon pollution.
But they're not the major countries. People are worried about America and China as the major polluters of the world. What about action in those countries?
Well, Barack Obama, we were talking before about me giving him the iPod so he can listen to some Australian music. But when he's not listening to that Australian music, he's set a target of 80% of America's energy coming from clean energy sources by 2035. So America is moving, China is acting, India is acting.
Good morning, Jess from Sydney. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Really well, thanks. Oh, dodgy line there. Just we should fix that, Prime Minister, please. The ABC. You have a question for the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. Very quickly, Jess.
Yes. So basically, I go to uni full-time. I work full-time. Because of that, I don't actually get anything from the government. I don't qualify for anything. Not that I would. But how would I actually get anything from this?
Jess is a uni student who doesn't qualify for handouts, Julia. What's in this particular package for her?
I couldn't quite hear, but did she say she worked full-time or part-time? I thought she said something about working.
You're working full-time, but you're also a student, Jess?
Yes.
Okay,
well, if Jess works full-time, obviously I don't know what Jess's income is, but I think it's very likely if she's a uni student working full-time that she's going to get a tax cut.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Julia Gillard, for having a chat to us about this carbon tax. And you're also very passionate about Australian music, and so we thought we might give someone a ring who has won Triple J's green and golden ticket for voting in the hottest 100 Aussie albums of all time.
We're going to get stuck into this. You're very excited, aren't you, Prime Minister?
Yes, I am. I'm just a little bit concerned I'm now going to scare someone to death.
No!
It'll be reminiscent of the John Howard days where he took the unusual step of doing a recorded message to houses around Australia, except you'll actually be talking to a Triple J listener. So we've got the number here, Tom.
We do have the number here. Can I just say that from 5:30pm today, Hack is looking in-depth at the carbon tax. So all your questions, that kind of stuff, may well be answered today from 5:30pm. Tune in to find out more about the government's recently announced carbon tax. But here we go. I'm going to call the number now. Here we go. Let's select a line. This person voted in Triple J's hottest 100 Australian albums of all time and is going to get a call from our good selves and the Prime Minister, Ms. Julia Gillard. Okay, here we go.
Were you happy with Powderfinger coming in, Julia?
I'm happy with that. I've obviously got a big soft spot for Midnight Oil, as
yes,
you'd imagine.
Yeah, very true. How did Peter react to the news of him coming in? I think around number 26 area.
Oh, okay, all right. I'll have to make sure that I talk to him about that and see how he reacts. He'll probably be saying he should have been number one, won't he?
You never know.
Here we go. Okay, we're ringing. Here we go.
We'll leave it to you, Julia.
Okay.
When this particular winner answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is that Kate?
Yes.
Kate, it's Julia Gillard, the Prime Minister here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Kate. I'm just ringing up every household in Australia to talk to them about carbon pricing. No, that's not true, Kate. I'm actually ringing you up and thanking you for voting in Triple J's hottest 100 Australian albums of all time. Now, I'm sitting here with a written script, and on the written script it says...
Don't mention that bit, Julia. Seriously.
On the written script, I'm now supposed to say to you that this is a great initiative undertaken by a great radio station with handsome breakfast hosts. Mm. So they wrote that about themselves.
stop it.
But I'm actually ringing not to talk to you about the handsome hosts, but to let you know that because you went out and voted, you've won Triple J's green and golden tickets.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations, Kate from Adelaide. Not only that, you win every album that came in the countdown in its entirety. Thank you very much for voting. How are you feeling?
A little bit nervous. My heart's shaking right now, but oh my goodness. That's so exciting.
Thank you so much for voting, Kate. We really do appreciate it. What was your number one album?
My number one was Echolalia by Something for Kate. But,
great album.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. But, I mean, they got the number 40, so that's okay.
Did very well. Well, thank you for voting, Kate. We'll debrief you at another time because we better let Julia Gillard, Prime Minister.
Congratulations, Kate.
Move on.
So, Julia Gillard, thank you so much for joining Triple J. I know we and our listeners really appreciate it. So thanks for coming and letting us know about this new initiative.
Yeah, you can also catch the Prime Minister tonight on a special Q&A with Tony Jones. He's going to grill you. He's going to take you down. He's even harsher than us, okay?
Oh, but not as handsome. Is that what you wanted me to say?
That's what I'm after. Well, thank you very much, Prime Minister. Let's go now to a track that made it into, from the record, that made it into number 2 as voted by you in Triple J's Hottest 100 Albums of All Time. This is Silverchair from the 1995 record Frog Stomp Pure Massacre. Thank you, Prime Minister. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Tom and Alex on Triple J.
I'm supposed to believe that.
Yeah.